Our next guest was a second round selection this past summer in the NHL entry draft. Edmonton Oilers took him 38th overall. He is lighting it up in the Quebec Major Junior League with 17 goals, 41 points in 28 games. And that good start has him where it was announced he's going to go to the World Junior Camp and potentially represent Canada at the upcoming World Junior Championships. Raphael Lavoie joins us. Raphael, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing great. Well, you know what? You had a really good season last year, 73 points in 62 games, and you haven't lost a beat. And actually, we were great in the playoffs with 20 goals in 23 games. You get drafted, and now you're announced to the World Junior team. Let's talk about that a little bit. I know you got to make the team, but that's still a pretty big honor.
It was so fun to get to represent your country, and having a chance to do so is very important to me.
So is this something you kind of – was a goal you set as you head into this season before the junior?
I've always dreamed of going to the World Juniors, obviously. You know, we grew up watching it, and especially last year I was invited to camp, and I unfortunately got cut, so I was told myself that I was going to make the team this year.
What did you learn from that camp last year? Like, I'm guessing you're going to go in a lot more confident, but with a lot more experience. What did you learn from last year's camp that's going to allow you to feel to perform better this year?
How hard it is to play against these guys. You know, the U14 is very good. They're big guys. They're stronger than us. They're faster. They have more experience. And so it's going to be it's really tough games, but I feel like you don't know how hard it is till you play them. So now I know that, so I feel like I have a little bit of an advantage.
What part of your game did you feel you had to kind of round out to be able to compete at this high level?
My skating, you know, my explosion. Once I get going, I'm pretty fast, but my first three steps were something I needed to work on, and I did that.
What did you do specific, Raphael, to work on that? Is it just you know, a lot of footwork off the ice? What were you doing to improve those first three steps?
There's footwork off the ice. The Oilers sent me David Peltier.
Okay.
He's their skating coach, and he's actually, I don't know if you know him, but he won a gold medal at the... Yes, he's pretty good at skating, so he taught me a couple of stuff. And he's helped me a lot throughout the year, and I'm getting better and better.
Well, we know Dave quite well. Hopefully he didn't give you any breakaway tips, okay? Because he's an unbelievable skater, but his hands are like cement when he's in on a breakaway.
And what about, he's so short. Do you think someone so short can give good skating tips?
Yeah, he skates better than a lot of people.
He sure does. So, you know, and I know Dave well, and I've seen him coach. He's an unbelievable coach. So, you know, the stuff he's talking about, is it something that was kind of quite new to you? And do you work on it regularly? Like, I mean, talking before and after practice.
Yeah, some stuff was new. And, he gives me a couple exercises because obviously he's not always an alpha for me. He has to go back, so he gives me a couple exercises that I can do on my own to help my mobility, my ankles, my skating and everything. So I do that while he's not there.
What about your season with the Mooseheads, Raphael? You know, on a personal note, it's been going great. You're leading the team in scoring, 17 goals, 41 points in 28 games. Just for you, as you evolve as a player, you wanted to get more explosive. Are there any areas of your on-ice game, other than your speed, that you were looking to improve on this year as a player?
Defensive game, you know, being reliable on both sides of the ice. You know, last year we had a very old team, so we had guys that had been we all had a smaller role. And this year we had a lot of new guys, so I have to take a bigger role in the team. And that some of that bigger role is to be a lot more in the PK, be a lot more in the last minute on the ice when we're leading by one, and I have to defend and I have to protect the lead. So I've been working on that too.
So what kind of things have you kind of worked on as far as that goes, you know, protecting the league or PK? What part of your game did you have to add for that to make it a little bit easier when you're out there?
Starting to block some shots.
Yeah, that's always fun.
Yeah, but it's something you don't really like, but at some point you got to tell yourself, remind yourself that you got to do it for the guys, and I started doing that.
Raphael Lavoie, draft pick for the Edmonton Oilers, playing for the Halifax Mooseheads, of course, will be going to the World Junior Camp, playing the exhibition games against the U Sport teams. And, you know, I love your honesty. You say, you know, hey, blocking shots, trust me. Like, I don't do it because obviously I'm not in the NHL, but I watch it and I always kind of joke. I'm like, it's just ridiculous. But, you know, to want to be an NHL player, that's one of those things you have to learn. And just becoming a better penalty killer, shot blocking's one part of it, but has being more on the penalty kill and kind of understanding how to defend, does that help you as an offensive guy? Because maybe you recognize what the defensive guys are going to do more now that you're in that role?
Yes, for sure. You get to understand how they position their sticks, like what's going to be open, because especially if a team plays the same PK as us, you get to know like what works against that. So being part of the PK gives me the other side of the medal, and I understand better the offensive side now.
Yeah, that's funny you should say it, because it does open up your eyes, and I think it does take a little bit of work to understand what the other teams are doing on the PK to help your power play. Do you find now you watch when your team's on the power play, although I know you're on there a lot, if you're not on, do you watch the other team's PK as much as you watch your own PP?
No, for sure. We're more focused on us than other teams, especially since we're playing so many different teams. But, yeah, sometimes you peek at the PK of the other team.
Raphael, you know, you mentioned last year a veteran team. You guys went all the way, to, of course, in the Memorial Cup, had a fantastic season. You currently sit in sixth place in the Eastern Conference. You are a younger team, but I noticed in your last 10, you know, you've only had three regulation losses. Do you feel, is your team getting better? Are you starting to see, you know, more of the young guys just being comfortable? And did you expect to have an even better second half for your group?
For sure, you know, it was a lot of young guys, a lot of new faces on this team, a lot of guys that haven't played a lot in junior in their lives. So there was an adaptation period, and I feel like these guys are getting better from each day, and that it's really showing on the ice, and it's gonna be very good for us.
So, what does the next couple of weeks look for you as far as the national junior team?
Well, I go to camp Monday, the 9th. The 12th, I'll know if I'm on the team or if I'm not on the team. And then I either go back home or I go to Czech Republic and participate in the World Junior.
You know, it's amazing. It's literally in 4 days, right? So you've talked about having the experience of going through it last year. And I'm assuming you were very nervous/excited, and you're still excited and nervous. But do you sense you're a little bit more calm going into this one? And when you're calmer, usually do you play better?
Yes, I do. I do feel calmer. I do. I know a bit more what to expect and what's going to be coming at me. So I am a little bit calmer.
And how often I know Scott Housen, one of his roles is to talk to people in the Oilers organization, players who aren't playing in Bakersfield or with Edmonton. How often do you talk to him, and what type of feedback have you gotten on your play so far this year?
Talk to him pretty much every week. We text, we call, we talk about the games that I've played the past week. Gives me pretty good feedback. We do some video on my games sometimes. We talk about it. We talk about plays, decisions I make, and how am I playing and what am I doing, and we go from there.
And when you're looking at that, is there something you try to incorporate right away into your games as you guys move on to the next one?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, Raphael, best of luck. Congratulations. Enjoy the camp starting on Monday, and we hope you have the thrill of representing your country coming up in the Czech Republic for the World Championships.
Thanks a lot.